everybody, and this is a continuation, another part of the leadership program. As we covered before, you know, the whole idea of passion and how to build the passion strongly. Of course, we got to keep our passion going no matter what we do, no matter what I will explain to you. It's a very important thing. Today, I want to add another emotional part into your success, into your leadership skills. And it's basically overcoming fear, jumping into the pool before you're sure or you're not sure that you know how to swim. Many times we do think, as I said last time, not super organized. And the good news about it, it's full of passion, full of warmth, full of excitement. And many times we do think that are very organized. And the good thing about it, it's very organized. You're always going to keep your task going, but it will be lacking of warmth. So in life, we got to find the balance. Once we find that balance, a lot of things are happening. Because I wish for every human being, if that would be my dream and my role as a model, is to guide people to understand that whatever they go through in life, whatever situation they are in, first is always for the better. Second, not only it's always for the better, it's more than that. It's the idea that whatever you go through, there is a lesson there. There is a lesson how to become a leader. Now, how do you look at life? When you coming in to a situation, you have a certain observation, experience, vision. The bottom line is that we gotta get into a place where we truly see it. That we are the giver and our surrounding is the receiver. How do you do that? Most of the time when we approach a situation, we approach it as a receiver. I give you a simple example. You walk into a restaurant, you're about to receive food. So you are the receiver, and they are the giver. Let's change the setting now. You ready? You walk into a restaurant, they need money. You go in there to give them a business. Otherwise, you would go to the supermarket, buy the food, do it yourself. But you want to give a tip to the waiters, a little bit money for the chef, good money for the order of the restaurant. You are the giver. So if you are the giver, you are the leader, you set up the rules. You are the non-reactive person. You are the proactive person. Meaning that in life, whatever it is, your wife, your husband, your children, your business, you have to change the setting. If you want to be a leader, you have to change the setting. And the changing the setting, I say sitting and setting, both. When you expect life to give you, then you become the receiver. And even if you are successful, it's not going to work because you're not going to be happy. But when you are the giver, you are the one who shares. It doesn't mean that you cannot receive. I can ask somebody to please get me a drink. I'm helping them to share with me. So I'm sharing with them an opportunity to share it with me so I don't have to do it myself, like going to the restaurant. Everything in the mind has to be set as sharing. Then you are the leader. Then you are the most successful person in the world. If you want to become a leader and you don't think about sharing, like I just shared with you, then you're not meant to be a leader. You're meant to be a follower. And if you are a follower, the good news, it's always going to be safe. The bad news, you can't tell what's going to happen with you tomorrow. So you're living in uncertainty every single day. And I know people who work for factory are happy. They get the paycheck, they get the money, the work, but they don't get to do their life. They don't schedule their life. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to have their own business. I'm not saying that. But the consciousness, the awareness has to change. How I look at life. And if you work for a factory, there is two types of people. There is the people who work for the factory as slave, and they always will be like that. And there is people who work for the factory as leader. So leader doesn't have to have his own business. It has to be in the mind as a leader. And if we can get this right today, we accomplish our mission. Remember, fear of growing, fear of being somebody, fear of being the leader need to be overcome. Because if we're not working on overcoming that fear, what end up happening that you get locked down into your slavery mentality. And we cannot afford it anymore. We must overcome that fear I have within me to conquer it, not the universe, to conquer the fear within me. Whenever I'm conquered, the fear, the control, the anger, the addiction, then the universe automatically become mine. But if I can't overcome a certain issue that I have within my personality, like I know a guru, one wonderful lady, but she has a gambling issue. Severe gambling issue. So she asked me to work with her. I said, it will be my pleasure. We meditate Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday, we have some good time, pool, ping pong. We're doing the whole workshop, a deep workshop. Saturday evening, around 6:30, I saw that she edgy, doesn't talk to me, running away from me, almost like I'm carrying a bad message. And don't forget, she's a guru, many followers. By the night, 8 p.m., she was gone. And don't forget, I'm a guest in her house, doing the workshop for her, helping her to get to the next level. I heard the car noise at 4 a.m. when she came back. And I said, I went downstairs. So what's going to happen here? We really have issues with gambling. She said, no, I love to play a game. Then she asked me to fly with her. to meet her members. And she has thousands of members only in the United States. And I went to meet her chief of operation. We had lunch together Sunday. And then she looked at me and she said, I need your help as a leader, as a coach, as a business coach, as a life coach, to help me here. I don't have enough good followers. Those of you who know me, I don't hold back a lot. I look at her and say, well, 8 p.m. till 4 a.m. playing with some dice, with random success, and maybe never going to make it. If you believe in that to bring you the money or the happiness or the fun, you can bring people who think different than that. The people that you're going to draw to your life as a leader will be as much as you break through to that door of corruptions of your soul. If you still allow that dark side to corrupt your brain, then expect people with the brain corruption to be around you. But if you're capable to win yourself, then you win others. When I say win, it doesn't mean they lose. When I say win others, meaning they will join you. They will follow you. You'll be a great leader. So this is how I want to start with follower. In the Mishnah, which is a book which was written about 2,000 years ago by the rabbi, they call them Tanaim. They write that based on your surrounding, based on your friendship, that's how you know who you are. They also said that your surrounding affecting you. I know many people who go and play in Vegas. Nothing wrong. Enjoy. You want to lose a few hundred dollars, laugh, have a drink, sing a song, give a hug. But don't take it too seriously. Don't take it like this is your new path, your new life. Because gambling is no big difference between alcohol and sex and drugs and everything else. Everything has to be in moderation. Everything has to be balanced. If that control me, if drugs control you, if alcohol control you, if sex control you, if anger control you, if gambling control you, if your ego control you, we got a problem. You're no longer a leader. Everybody get angry, normal. Everybody will have a shot, normal. But once you have to finish the whole 3 bottles of wine and you don't even know why, could be the control is coming from the alcohol point of view. So the alcohol become the leader, you become the follower. So the selling and the sitting has to change. Has to change. Meaning, I have to be the leader. I have to decide how much I'm eating. Let's say I'm on a diet now. So I bought this vegan shake. Wonderful shake. Did it this morning, mix it with different things. I know that if I get a bite from a bread, I'm no longer a leader. Because the bread take over. I love bread. I know that if I take a bite from anything that has milk, sugar, and wheat, I'm no longer in charge. That means that my leadership in my personal life, in my spirituality has to do with I'm overcoming my need to eat. Because that need is controlling me. And that's why, as my wife showed up a great example yesterday for the beginning of a diet, so wow, you're absolutely leading me to a better life. So remember, you gotta check what you follow And who do you lead? Please remember those questions. What do you follow? What do you follow? I'm following my wife. Because I found, not just because she's my wife, I found a person, a human, who is honest, who is fair, who is taking care of people, who is capable to keep a promise about what they say. I want to follow that. Why do I follow that? Because I want to become like that. Follow what you would become like. Don't follow a guru that's gambling and then talk to you about letting go. Don't do that. Because it's affecting your life. And you will be exactly like them eventually. By the way, that guru that I talked to you about, that story happened a long time ago. She's doing wonderful. She lost a lot of her followers because she had to go to rehab for 6 months for other things. She's doing better. Whatever she has now in her life, it's real. And she's happy that I'm sharing it with you. I asked her permission. And she asked me just with no name. So no name. But let me tell you, what an amazing lady. And remember, when you look at people with problems, first look if they are amazing people. If they are amazing people, they have problems, problem can be fixed. But if they are not amazing people and they do few good things, run for the hills. There's many people out there that make people follow them, and they are not good people. When I say not good people, meaning they are not a leader, they are a follower. So if they cannot control their own emotions and feeling and food, drugs, sex, and all of the above, they cannot lead you. What are they going to say to you? Overcome what? If somebody come and ask me about nutrition, I say, listen, I can't help you yet. Once I will be okay, I will advise you. Because even if I will advise them and I'm good in that, my energy that I'm giving them will not be strong enough. I will send them to so many people I know that are master in nutrition, and they will help you. Or rehab. I'd rather send somebody for a psychiatrist, psychologist to help them with that. I'm a great believer in that. That responsibility and leadership need to be shared with whoever is the best. All right. Now when we pass that part, let's go into business. Get to business now. I'm going to stand to make sure that it looks more official. All right? Okay. So let's see. When we talk about... are you comfortable with the camera? Or you want to lift? You good? When we talk about business, when we talk about money, when we talk about success, when we talk about go ahead and make it, we need follower. You can call it customer. You can call it follower. You can call it people who are interested in what you have to say or what you have to sell. Those are very important. But you have to divide your follower into few categories. There is the one who basically has nothing to do. They don't follow you. They just happen to be there. Try to imagine now, that's the best way you can understand me, that you have a store on Rodeo Drive on Madison Avenue in New York, or in London, or in Berlin, or in Tel Aviv. People passing by your window, there is no indication that they are follow your product or they become your customer. They only can become your customer when they step in, make a purchase, and then they leave. But still, they're not a follower. A follower is somebody who comes back to your store again and again. So here as leaders, how do we get the best customer? Meaning people who purchase, people who follow. Because there is few categories, I say. Passing by the window, looking at the window, walking inside, making a purchase, making a purchase and come back. Only the last category are your true follower. What I want you to find out, if you're in any business, whatever you are, a lawyer, real estate broker, stock market, banker, baker, you like to bake challah and cake, whatever you do, you have to look at your customer, at your follower, and ask yourself, what is about me that needed to change to have better and better customer first? Second, make my customer get better. So let's get into it. So normally money is a very big, serious indication of success. Meaning, if you're selling shoes and you have a lady trying different shoes and a gentleman just stopped by your shoe store on Madison with a nice Ferrari, he's coming out, you can see his wallet out of his pocket, you assume he's about to buy 20 pair of shoes. In the meantime, the lady trying different shoes, you forget about her and you go give attention to the guy with the Ferrari. In the end, he ended up buying 3 pair of shoes. She left. Let's understand the situation from a follower point of view. Remember, the subject is how to create a better customer and a better follower. You got to look inside of you and ask yourself that. Why did I approach the rich man? Because I want money. If I want money, I'm the receiver. If I'm the receiver, I'm no longer the leader. If I'm no longer the leader, I'm no longer can control the situation around my store. You know, it's funny. When I'm sharing this with you, I'm thinking, what am I sharing with them? Business? Spirituality? A mix? So last week, I was hired by a company that were doing a preview for movie. All the preview you see on your phone, it's from them. Wonderful people. So they define things. So they define people too. So they define me. And the partner, look at his partner, said, the way I define Eliyahu is out-of-the-box coaching. I said, wow, I never thought about it. Out-of-the-box coaching. Because he talked about God, he talked spirituality, he talked money, he talked business, he talked ego, he mixed it all. So I never thought about it. I love it. So what I'm talking to you now, I say, I hope they understand me. I hope they get it. Because if you get this lecture and the last one I did for leadership, it can definitely take your business to another level. So please listen carefully to that. Look at your customer, look at your follower, understand the difference between the rich, the money, and the lady who's trying the shoes. Meaning, in your life, you have different kind of customer. You have the one with loaded with money, they're about to buy something from you. Don't fall into the need for their money. Even if you need the money to cover your bill, you know, to pay for your bill. The idea is give service. And then it will pay. But don't be desperate for them as a receiver. And even if it paid after, you did exactly the same thing, but this was from a follower and this was from a leader. Yes, you followed their money, and that's why they know who they are. When they park the Ferrari there, they know your store. They know how to walk into your store and influence you. But you fell for their advertising. They didn't fall and follow your footstep. And the lady who was your follower and customer left. She ain't coming back because you've been rude to her. You were too need for being follow what you need at that moment, and that's where you drop your leadership. Some of you listening to me right now and say, I'm not going to do that. I need the money and I need it today. And let me tell you, my dear friend, if you not start changing the way you look at follower and customer, you're going to end up with the wrong persona around you. And I tell you, look at your customer. If there is something about them that you don't like, look at your follower. If there is something about them that you don't like, you got to do one thing. Change yourself. Take a leadership. If there is among you somebody who's too emotional, that's when you are too emotional. If there is somebody around you in your customer and your follower too lazy, something is lazy about you. Whatever you want your customer, your follower to feel, be it. Be whatever you want them to be. And then you start drawing the right people into your life. Fear holds you back. Fear paralyzes you and not allowing you to be the best that you can be. And that's very sad because your potential is so great, it's so amazing, but you hold back. If you're afraid, you will have a customer that walk into your store, a lot of fear. You have people who don't want to invest with you. When you are brave enough, you show leadership, you show what can you give, and of course you ask money for it. I can give you this apartment, and I'm asking you $1 million for that. I can give you an idea, and I'm asking you for $71 million for that. It's okay. I'm not after your money. I'm here to give you an idea. That's a leadership. All right. Let's now go to that category. Passing your window, walking into the store, buying from your store, coming back. Remember, all those people, you have to start to put a category to them. There is random follower, and there is a follower. You want the one who really follow you. You want the one who really attached to you. And based on your change, they will change. Based on your transformation, they will transform. So first, the one who just passing by, just make yourself available. Now, I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about relationship too. Relationship can happen in your interaction in your family. That in your family, one of the kids don't want to talk to you. That's called passing by. Make yourself available. Make sure that you are dress in a certain way that you're open for any time for conversation as a leader. Then there is the one who walk into the store buying nothing. That means somebody comes sit next to you while you're watching the news. One of the kids. Doesn't have to be money. So they want to be part of your customer and part of that leadership group. Remember, your wife can follow you, your husband can follow you. Don't look at it as a bad thing. We all follow people, and we all being followed by people. Especially now with the Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, there is a lot of followers. People love the word follower, you know? So you have sometimes 5,000 people on Facebook. Doesn't mean you know them all, but you have followers. It's a great feeling. But are you sharing within the media? Are you saying words that can empower others and make them stronger? That makes you a leader. Going back to the store, passing by the window, walking into the store, buying nothing, buying something, okay? Now they're buying something. That's the third category. That means you're sitting next to your son and they are starting a conversation. That's a third. That's good. Interaction. Then there is the one who buy and follow, meaning they interact with you all the time. They care about follow your footsteps. Those are the true followers we're looking for. And the fifth is, as we look at them, the change that we want them to have, that's a change that we have to commit for. And it's not by setting up an example and positive thinking and all those beautiful words. Personally, I'm not in love with those words because it's a bunch of words just to make you look good in the eyes of the crowd. You know? I mean, you can be a great leader, and if you have to set up example, all what you're going to do is to be set up example and want people to accept that example that you set up. So it's ego driven. Set up example, it's for you, it's between you and yourself. You do the best you can to change, do you the best you can to overcome the thing about you that cannot overcome. Let's say you create those phenomenal followers. Now, there is another thing as a leader, is your product result. What are you selling? What actually you're selling? You need to be clear what you're selling and what do you expect from your customer to do or to behave like. For example, if you have here something that I love very much, okay, it's something that I clean my glasses with. So I'm a customer. I'm a customer of this for 12 years. Love it. I would not clean my glasses with nothing else. I'm devoted, I'm a follower of that. They make sure, the company makes sure that they share it, that they explain it, that they educate. So they educate me, they give me information, they're helping me. They care about their customer to continue to be a follower. So the result of your production, whatever it is, if you're in service, making dry cleaning, work in a magazine, work on TV. You gotta say to yourself, what am I sharing and how is my product is doing? People get very upset when they don't find a job or they lose a job. But losing a job and don't get a job, not having a relationship, being lonely, you're lacking sharing, you're lacking leadership. So from now on, leadership equal sharing, equal giving. No longer this leadership thing that people think, how can I grab more? How can I take more? You can't think like that. You can't think conquered people and country. Leadership comes from what can I do for you today? How can I serve you? That's what it's all about. When people come to my office or I have to fly to them or in New York or Florida, first I ask them what is it they need. Why? Because I want to give. And if I want to give, I got to make sure to know what exactly they want. And then I take it step by step to give them, give them, give them, give them. And that's why they follow me. That's called a leadership. All right? So I'm going to sit now as I make that point. Another thing about your product that you got to do is to see the people that buy your product, all right? And to start getting from them complaint. Are you getting complaint every week, every day, all day? Within the complaint, there is a spiritual secret. Somebody is complaining. What exactly are they complaining? The first complaint to themselves, meaning, let's say if I buy this product and I'm not happy with this, I feel stupid. I don't feel a leader anymore. I feel a follower that has been misled. So what do I do? I'm getting angry. I want to cancel the order. I want to cancel where I'm ordering it from. Or those of you who are more of a leader, I want to call the order and tell them what to do so it will continue to be good. Because once you become a follower of something, you want it to be good. You become, without percent or money, a shareholder. You become the one who's taking care of that company. I remember I was living in Boca Raton. 13 years ago, in Boca Raton, Florida, you couldn't find a good kosher food restaurant. I'm eating kosher. So I remember that restaurant was open, very small. I was so happy. For me, and I want them to do well. So I told everybody about the restaurant. I make sure every human being knew about it. Not only that, I make sure that if I see them doing mistake, I get a little bit too involved. And start telling them, I think you should do this, this and that, even I'm not in the restaurant business. And even that I'm not giving my service for free. I did that. For my own good, of course. It was looking weird how I was pushing. And after 2 years, that restaurant closed. What they were missing? They were missing dealing with complaint. If you don't know how to deal with criticism and complain, you're never meant to be a leader. You should quit. Be a follower of a good leader. Find a good guru, find a good wife, find a good husband, find a good neighborhood, good neighbors, and follow them. And they will lead you to a better place. Because you only need one person to lead a group of 1 million blind people. Blind just need somebody who can see to lead them. So if you recognize that you are blind, that's also a leadership. Nothing wrong with that. Just understand that in your business, in your life, in your relationship, you got to find out where is the complaint. The complaint will get you into a place where things get better. How? Because when people complain to you, you exactly know where are you lacking being a leader. And it's so beautiful. It's so amazing. Because think about it like that. You're going to a cafe, coffee, and you want to drink coffee. And you're American, and you're traveling to the Middle East. The Middle East, the meaning of coffee is a little different. You're drinking Americano, meaning a filtered coffee, very simple. Some hot water that went through some roasted bean. And the result is you have black water, what we call coffee, bitter. You add milk to it and sugar and you're happy. Or you skip the milk and sugar. When you go to the Middle East, for them, coffee is a different name. So for them, it's a Turkish coffee, what they call. Very different roasting, very different thing. You go to Italy, you're going to get espresso. You go to Seattle, you're going to have different type of bean, coffee bean. So you will have to end up with some complaint as a leader. How do you deal with a complaint? If you don't deal well with complaint, that's when you're not powerful enough. You're afraid. And if you're afraid, you cannot lead your group, your team to a better place. And the followers that you have are fake, are not real. They are random there. And they will disappear. And that's why you see sometimes company collapse. Society collapse. Belief system collapse. Spiritual organization collapse. Religious organization disappear. Churches, synagogue must disappear. What happened? Because people find out that they can complain. People have a need to complain. It's a secret of success. Secret of success. So when you take it in and you make yourself better, what are they complaining about? They are actually giving you a tip how to become a better leader. That's what they're telling you. How to become a better leader. You know, they asked me to teach now a group of people in a synagogue across the street. So I'm doing it every Saturday at 6 p.m. People don't know who I am. They have no clue I'm a coach. I'm a life coach. They don't know my skills of Kabbalah. They don't know I'm a rabbi in my diploma. They don't know nothing about me. I'm coming there, study, teach sometimes. So they start telling me what can get better if I do this, if I do this, if I do that. So I happened to be there, somebody who knew me from 20 years ago. So as they correcting me what I should do better, he correct them. And he say, guys, do you know who this guy is? He's teaching for 28 years. I think he know how to do it. So I'm listening to what he's saying, it feel good. What I should do better, listening to the complaint. Because within the complaint, there is a tip for me how to become a better leader. So the complaint that you have is what build you up. I want to see if I can take you to the next thing. And the next thing is basically to prepare yourself. I want to tell you a little bit how to prepare yourself as a leader, and I'm willing to help you, of course, if you keep in touch with me through eliaugian.com or through vitaltransformation.org. You need to know that October 2017 till January 25th, 2018, it's a very important time. At that time, you define everything that's going to happen to you in the next 3 years as a leader. So if you want to work on yourself, there is urgency to start at that time. The entire, almost entire 2018, especially between January to June, will reflect of everything that's going to happen to you until 2021. We call this year 2018 the year of the tree of life. This year will change you, build you, push you to be the best leader you can be. And remember, the shift starting around October to the tree of life, whatever you do at that specific time will plant the seed for the entire 2018. 2018 from January to June define all the way to 2021. 2019, if you want to go far with me, will be the year of timing. Meaning there is a momentum in this year. So we need to prepare ourselves for that year. And that year, there is no room for people who think slow, to people who are too organized, to people who are try to make things with calculation. This year will be more the year of people who jump fast, do things fast, so you got to move quicker. 2020 will be all about unity, friendship, and working together. It's all about working together in 2020. So I just want to prepare you for what's coming. We are now in September 2017. So remember, the shift is about to happen. And I want you to be part of it, because as leaders, two leaders, I want to make sure that I'm not just sharing with you, but I'm guiding you. Now, why am I sharing with you the future as a leader? Because every leader has to prepare also, not just from physical and business point of view, has to prepare from a spiritual, astrological point of view, so you know better. You don't have to take my words for that, but you can test me on that and call me if I was wrong. I would love to hear your complaint. Now, so as we're talking about the follower, you have to set up a goal for yourself, becoming a true leader. Becoming the one who have follower and result, okay, usually will cause you a fear of confrontation. Now, challenge yourself in a different area. Make sure that all the challenge that you are doing, you put it on the media. Meaning if you decide to lose weight, like I do now, so I'm challenging myself to lose weight, and I'm telling you about it. If you have a money-making challenge, okay, go ahead and share it on the media. If you want to break through to some fear or problem, relationship, make sure you put it on the media. When you have enough people out there waiting for the result, their brain waves not only follow you, but it will support you as a leader. Because every leader's success, the success of every leader, eventually is to be happy and make other people happy. If your mission in life is not to be happy, you're not a leader. If your mission in life is not to make other people happy, you're missing it. This is the mission. All right? So one of the things you're going to learn to do is to tell jokes, is to be funny, and make people happy around you. Because happiness is one of the biggest goals of our creation. God wants us to be happy if you believe in God. The angel wants you to be happy if you believe in angel. Your parents want you to be happy if you believe in your parents. Your soul wants you to be happy if you believe in your soul. Your family wants you to be happy if you believe in your family. You want yourself to be happy if you believe in yourself. So remember, happiness is a goal, immediate goal. So if you are just doing nothing, practice once a day to tell a joke. Practice once a day to laugh louder, like for no reason, like laugh like that. Nothing is wrong with that. Tell a joke. Tell a joke. So I'm sure some of you are saying, okay, why can he tell a joke? So I will tell you a joke. There is a dead church that brought a new minister. So the minister gives the sermon. And as he's giving the sermon, there is this crazy man sitting in the front. And they say the minister is stupid. The minister is idiot. And he's bothered by that, but he has to show up an example that he is like a leader of that church. So he's going to his offices in the back, and the guy who organized the money and everything, bring him something to drink and food. And the minister is like, say, what's going on? What's happening here? I mean, this guy is like crazy, sitting in front, call me some name, say that I'm no good. They say, so the guy was helping the church, telling him, hey, don't worry about him. You know, he used to bother the minister before you. He is just a little bit mentally ill, and he's just a person who repeats what everybody else is thinking. So, of course, it's a cute joke, and I'm just want to tell you the joke, but in every joke there is wisdom. The people around you, include the crazy one, listen to them. They have a message for you. But don't just ignore people, because within people there is secret. Babies, crazy people, and drunk people are, according to the Talmud, those three people know prophecy. So when you listen to those three people, how you're doing, you'll really know how you're doing. Have a great life and be a leader. Thank you.